So last season, Birmingham Bears won the 220 final with your personal man of the match performance. Yep. How is it like to win that here on home soil?
It was amazing. I wish I was in the crowd for it, because it, you know, I as a player, I didn't really notice, you know, too much what was going on around me, but it was amazing to play in front of that many people. I wish I could do it every week.
I was here that day as well, sitting over there. It was a very good atmosphere.
Yeah, and I thought it was a great day, and to win it was even more special.
Would you say after that man of the match performance that your style is more suited to the shorter game?
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the year before I played, you know, my 2020 wasn't very good, and my championship was very good. I think as a batsman now, I've just got to try and bring it all together and try and bring a bit more consistency to both forms in the same year.
Yeah.
So far, my career seemed to go good in one day, good in 4 days, good in one day, and it's sort of followed that pattern. So, I know I'm good enough to do both, so I've just got to try and produce it.
Have you worked on anything in particular over the summer?
I went away to Australia. I worked with a coach called Noddy Holder, and he put me in. Ian Bell put me in touch with him, and swears by him, and he was very good, you know, and just particularly just trying to hit the ball better. So that was his, you know, very simple philosophy, was just, you know, trying to hit the ball as well as you can. So that's all I've really worked on in all forms of cricket, is just getting in a position to hit the ball.
Do you have any pre-season rituals or superstitions going
into
the game?
No, I don't. I'm not one of those guys. I've seen that happen to a lot of professional sportsmen. It seems to get them into a lot of trouble when they can't pull off their superstition. So I'm not that superstitious. So only maybe, you know, get down the other end when it's on 111.
Yeah, one of the main superstitions in cricket, I think that is.
Yeah.
Do you have any goals set for the season, or just play it by ear?
I think for us as a team, it would be great to win another trophy. And, with the team we've got, we should probably try and do that. I think personally, I'd love to, you know, push and try and get a spot in an England team or somewhere. And, you know, I think that's the goal of any cricketer. But ultimately, I just try and do as well as I can for Warwickshire whenever I play. You know, it's pretty simple and I try not to get ahead of myself, really, you know, and whatever I play, just try and do well as I can.
Okay, thanks for the time.
No worries.
Good luck for the season.
Thanks.